At the UN Security Council meeting in New York, Russia has warned Britain it's playing with fire by blaming Moscow for the attack. Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams is in Washington. Phil, Russia called this Security Council meeting and it's given the ambassador the chance to launch a blistering attack on the UK.
It certainly has. Vasily Nebenzia has been in full throttle, basically accusing the UK and its allies, particularly the US, of orchestrating a campaign against his country to discredit Russia, discredit their very legitimacy. He said it was madness for Russia to mount this attack just before the Russian election, the presidential election, and just ahead of the Soccer World Cup. Why would they do it? He says he's basically hinting there is a conspiracy by the allies and by association, he would include Australia. This is what he had to say about the whole incident and particularly the UK's response to it.
Couldn't you come up with a better fake story? I mean, we all know the worth of British intelligence information is based on the experience with Tony Blair. We have told our British colleagues that you're playing with fire and you'll be sorry.
Russia's ambassador Vasily Nebenzia is speaking through a translator at the UN. So, Phil, how's the British ambassador to the UN responded?
Well, she was far more measured in her response, but basically has accused the Russians of trying to cover up what she sees as most likely a Russian crime. She said it's a bit like the arsonist asking to investigate the fire that they have lit. And she also introduced, of course, the topic of Syria and the chemical attacks there and said this is a pattern of basically cover-up by the Russians. Here's a little of what the British ambassador to the UN, Karen Pierce, had to say.
This is part of a wider pattern, sadly, of irresponsible Russian behaviour. Russia discredited the joint investigation mechanism into use of chemical weapons in Syria. Members of the Council will be familiar with a pattern of aggression over the years in Georgia and Crimea. There has been the shooting down of MH17, and there has been a bungled attempt at a coup in Montenegro. And each time, Mr. President, these acts are accompanied by distortion and disinformation.
The UK ambassador to the UN, Karen Pierce. Before her, our chief foreign correspondent, Philip Williams.